like eating too much candy on Halloween or having too much pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving, Americans seem to have problems with credit card debt again.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
American consumers are having problems with credit card debt. How does $1 trillion in debt by year's end sound? I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Joining us is Jill Gonzalez. She's an analyst at Wallet Hub. She has been looking at these numbers. And Jill, what did you find?
Yeah, as you said, we're looking at roughly $1 trillion in outstanding balances by the end of 2016, and that would be the first time ever that that has happened. So that did not even happen during the recession a few years back. And it would bring the amount owed by the average indebted household to more than $8,500. In 2008, the unsustainable limit was more like $8,400.
So historically, this is the worst credit card addiction we've had?
It's definitely the worst since the recession. We paid off around $27 billion in credit card debt during the first 3 months of 2016. Sounds like a lot of money, but it's actually not as good as you might think. That's the smallest first quarter paydown since 2008. Typically, we pay off a lot more than that.
What's going on here? Why the difficulty paying down credit card debt?
Well, it comes down to consumer confidence. So yes, the gas prices are low, job employment is pretty much full nationwide, and we're seeing pretty good interest rates, not a lot of Fed raising them as we might have suspected. All of that lends itself to consumers making new purchases rather than paying off their existing debt.
Do you think in some ways this is tied to the labor market? People are feeling confident, they have jobs, maybe their wages are going up a bit, so they're saying, you know, it's okay if I put that new TV on my credit card.
Absolutely. Job security is very high right now. Wages have finally started to slowly but surely increase. So rather than pay off debt, people are really looking to buy more things. And keep in mind that now's the time when people have been saving up for cars for years since the recession or houses. Yes, those have mortgages or auto loans. We're only looking at credit card debt here, but all that gas is now going on credit cards. All of that new furniture or home improvement usually going on credit cards. So a lot is at play here.
What's the best way to pay down credit card debt?
A really good method is the snowball method. You can use that to strategically pay off your amounts owed, and you can use that to become debt-free at the least possible cost, meaning the least possible interest charges to you. What you do is attribute the majority of your monthly debt payment to your most expensive balance, the balance with the highest interest rate. Not always the highest balance itself, but that interest rate is really what we're focusing on now. You make the minimum payment on everything else. So rather than sprinkling your extra money across the board, put it all on that one most expensive debt. You do that until that's paid off, then go to your next expensive debt and continue to do it until hopefully you're debt-free.
And how do I go about getting a lower rate on a credit card?
Well, hopefully your credit has improved since the recession. That's the key to getting a lower rate. Maybe you got signed up for one when you had fair credit. You've since bumped your score up to good or excellent. Definitely use that as a bargaining chip.
Are you shocked by that $1 trillion figure?
I am. I mean, 8 out of the last 10 quarters, we've actually seen regression as we look at consumer performance to paying off their debt. So I guess I'm not as shocked as other people might be. I'm more shocked that we really are not paying off this debt like we used to be doing.
A billion here, a billion there, and soon you have $1 trillion. How about that?
Exactly, and this is just credit card debt. This isn't the billions and billions of mortgage debt, auto loan debt, and now student loan debt that's higher than ever.
She's Jill Gonzalez. She's an analyst at Wallet Hub, joining us to talk about the latest research her organization has done on credit card debt in America. Jill, as always, thank you very much.
Anytime.
And thank you, folks, for listening to Your Money Matters. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. We're also on the Amazon Echo now. Just look under Flash Briefing, and we're on the Google Play Music app. I'm John Wardock. And this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.